This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. And today?
Today we are retreading trail, and then we're kind of focusing on putting gravel down on spots that are kind of hazardous with water, and maybe preventing people from walking on certain parts to help prevent erosion of the bank.
Noah Otto is part of a group of 17 to 20-year-olds that have enlisted with the Student Conservation Association for a summer internship. Right now, they're working on the University Lake Trail, an Anchorage dog park that is surrounded by outlying bike trails.
It's a 10-week program. The first 2 weeks, we actually camped out at APU, and then we worked on trails at the Campbell Tract. And then we have 3 weeks here working with the Muni, where we just go home every night because we're all based out of Anchorage. And then we have a 4-week section of work where we're in Spencer Glacier, and we'll actually be camping out there.
Every year we have a range of opportunities for young people. Some of them are purely educational based. Some of them are stewardship kind of volunteer projects. And then there's these kind of internships or crew or career experiences like the Conservation Corps crews.
That's Sarah Borio. She works for the Chugach National Forest and helps run the youth employment program responsible for assembling NOAA's summer crew. The program's main focus is to get these young people connected to the outdoors. Borio says those kinds of connections are becoming harder for Anchorage youth to make as the city grows and develops.
Once you're in an urban environment, there's so much else going on. You really have to create those opportunities. And I think, you know, that's what we're attempting to do here, is create those opportunities for young people to get out beyond Anchorage, get out beyond their communities.
And Borio says you might be surprised by how many of these Alaskan youths have been sheltered from the outdoors, despite being completely surrounded by it.
For some of these young people, it really is the first time they'll get south of Potter Marsh or south of Diamond Center, you know. And we've heard young people talk about, you know, I've never seen a whale before. You know, I've never been on a hike, and I've learned a lot about myself and my willpower and my resiliency.
Though some of the youth entering the summer internship haven't spent much time in the wilderness, Alex Zimmerman was raised in it.
I grew up in North Pole, so my favorite thing was insects. And my dad actually built me my own bug net and my own little bug jar, so I'd go and catch butterflies and grasshoppers.
Zimmerman has been on her career path for a long time and hopes to become a naturalist someday. She can't wait to complete the Spencer Glacier Trail with her crew next month.
I'm actually super excited about it. It's like a landmark in my life, so even when I'm 50 years old, I can go back and see that it's still there, because it'll be there forever.
Working outdoors was an easy sell for Zimmerman, but she says being part of the Student Conservation Association has pushed her to do more, like being a leader and taking on responsibility.
I kind of feel like I'm going in from being a younger girl to being a lady, so it's amazing what I'm learning through these people, and makes me think, man, when I'm their age, I want to be able to do the things they've done. So I'm super excited to where my career is going to go within the next few years.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.